I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent forced church closure on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia is raising some questions. Are the regulations for churches a masked form of legalized discrimination against Christians? Executive International Director for FMI, Bruce Allen, says either way, the church closure trend is disturbing. So what are the regulations leading to church closures? Well, one requires churches to have a membership of at least 90 people, then needs to be approved by 60 non-Christians in the same village.
We have to remember, Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. Most of the people in any given village are typically Muslim, so to reach that threshold of 90 is very difficult.
Most FMI-supported churches only number between 25 and 50 people, so pray that the church planters and their congregations in Indonesia have perseverance and creativity. And reaching every home with the gospel in 20 years, one book at a time. Ambitious, yes, but World Missionary Press has joined forces with Every Home for Christ to make it a reality. Every Home for Christ provides the outreach, and World Missionary Press supplies materials. Scripture and devotionals are already being delivered, millions of copies in hundreds of languages. They call it the Oikos Initiative, explains Helen Williams.
It's a big challenge, but it's great to be part of. The scriptures are very clear that if we don't have that vision, if we don't have God's heart, you know, the harvest will not be reaped as it should, and we believe that the harvest is there and ready.
Consider supporting the Oikos Initiative. Pray for the safety of staff, the machinery, and the volunteers distributing the materials. And pray for open hearts to the gospel. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.